This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines. Experts split on Zambia's nuclear energy plans. The BND policies populist but ineffective, claims Chisenga Lumbwe. Race to find survivors after Sudan landslide kills hundreds.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugima Timothy Jilalam. Energy expert Emmanuel Matsika has urged the government to exercise caution in its plans to venture into large-scale nuclear energy, warning of potential geopolitical implications with global powers. The government recently announced its intentions to adopt nuclear energy following cabinet's approval of the project. The first phase will see the construction of a center for nuclear science and technology, which will house a cyclotron and a research reactor. Cabinet also approved 5 conventions for signing and 2 for ratification as part of the process. But in an interview, Dr. Matsika noted that while the idea is scientifically sound, Zambia is not yet in a stage of energy desperation that warrants pursuing nuclear power, which could attract international political scrutiny. He has suggested that the country should instead consider alternative sources such as kinetic and solar energy to broaden its energy mix without geopolitical risks.
Whereby we must use, especially if it has got to be batteries. There are too many sources of power which is just clean and quiet. So that's just my personal view. To take what I said scientifically, that's a good source of energy.
Okay.
Especially if you use small modular reactors, then you have to manage the political backlash, and it may not be very good.
However, former Defense Minister Richard Osiamnene praised the government's move, saying it was high time Zambia diversified its energy sources to ensure long-term stability and growth.
They have heard our voices that we need to quickly get involved in this aspect to reduce the power outage, which has caused the economy to not to improve in a manner that we are desire. And only because electricity is very cardinal, because it drives all industries. As a result, it's a bedrock for any economic development. See, it's a good move, and we hope that they quickly move in.
Governance expert Lawrence Mwelwa has cautioned President Harry Ndejlema to be wary of being misled by his ministers and close allies, particularly on matters of popularity, warning that such dynamics have contributed to the downfall of past leaders. Dr. Mwelwa says President Ndejlema should draw lessons from history, citing example of first Republican President Kenneth Kaunda, who was assured of support when in reality UNIP had lost popularity. He also referred to the decline of the movement for multi-party democracy under President Rupia Banda, who faced similar circumstances. He observed that, like many leaders before him, President Hijilema risks losing touch with the people if he continues relying on ministers who may present a distorted picture of his standing among citizens.
Anyone to think and believe that the message from the students must comfort him to believe that he has done well would actually be misleading himself. And so my advice to the UPND ministers is sometimes to disguise themselves and go into the community to make an appropriate assessment, other than misleading themselves because of the nice speeches, propaganda that is being propagated by both media houses and so on. So we really, really need to advise the president to tread with caution, because I don't see him making it in 2026, given what is prevailing on the ground.
United Front for a Strong Foundation party leader Branch Sengalumbwe has criticized the UPND administration's policies, describing them as populist and overly focused on social spending without delivering meaningful improvements in people's lives. In an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Sengalumbwe argued that salaries and wages across various sectors have remained stagnant during the four-year tenure of the UPND, despite sharp increases in the cost of essential commodities. He said that with declining income levels and sustained price escalation, citizens' purchasing power has been significantly eroded. Mr. Sengalumbwe added that apart from the business people who may have seen some gains, the general quality of life for most Zambians has not improved under the current administration.
Basically, the UPND policies are populist policies. That is, there's a lot of social spending without value addition in terms of the quality of life of people. So when you look at the UPND's 4 years in office, what you must look at is understand, has the doctors' conditions of service improved? Has the salaries of domestic servants improved? Have the salaries of laborers on construction sites improved? Shop assistants, minibus drivers.
The National Freedom Front has criticized the government for preventing planned protests, warning that such actions shrink Zambia's democratic space. Party Secretary General Harry Simontala said NFF had intended to stage a peaceful demonstration against the reopening of the Israeli embassy in Zambia, arguing that the move contradicts Zambia's long-standing foreign policy of siding with oppressed people, in this case Palestinians. Mr. Simontala described the action by the law enforcement to block the protests as unfair, saying it undermines Zambia's democratic rights to freely express themselves. He adds that the party will continue pursuing the matter and will formally engage relevant institutions to ensure its concerns are heard.
And now, business news.
Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise Elias Mubanga has assured entrepreneurs that the government is committed to tackling the various challenges faced by small and medium enterprise across the country. Speaking during a meeting with SMEs at his office this morning, Mr. Mubanga revealed that an SME bill is underway and will soon be taken to Parliament. He says the legislation is expected to address key concerns, such as double taxation, which has long burdened the sector. He emphasized that SMEs contribute about 70% of the gross domestic product, making it imperative for the government to create a supportive environment for their growth. Mr. Mwanga further urged SMEs to closely follow and take advantage of the initiatives and policies the government is implementing to respond to their needs.
You must know, and you should understand that this sector, your way, is the biggest. In terms of business space, you are the biggest. The SMEs out there, those that are listening, watching me, you are actually the biggest. And this is where government must be able to sustain our operations in government. This is why the president, Mr. Kayinde Shema, created a ministry for SMEs. You've got representation on cabinet table. I needed to emphasize that one. And that's why it's good that you can come and we can talk to you.
Will you take a break?
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of satisfied customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
The UN says it is sending